The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
You guys hear about this guy that has eaten 35,000 Big Macs?
Good God.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records. He ate the final one this weekend. He's 71 years old. He's from Wisconsin, and he was telling his story over the weekend. His first Big Mac was in 1972, right?
Wow.
He goes in there. He eats two. He goes back in. He's like, dang, this is amazing. He eats two more. Then he goes back the same day and eats six more. So nine total, okay? That was in 1972, and he hasn't stopped. He's averaged two Big Macs a day for 53 years.
What?
53 years! Now, he says he has OCD, and he's like, that's kind of the reason I'm getting this habit. I go back and forth. But he claims that Big Macs make up 90% of his diet.
What?
Yep.
That's insane.
His arteries are afraid of him.
I don't know what he looks like internally. Externally, I was expecting something a little different, to be honest with you. If you would have lined up 100 people and said, which one has eaten 35,000 Big Macs, he would not be one, the first that I choose.
Yeah, his haircut does kind of look like the McDonald's hamburger bun, though. And his mutton chops are fearsome.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
I think what is more shocking is that he has every receipt for every Big Mac he has ever purchased, and he has every Big Mac container.
Yeah, that's the OCD talk.
Okay, where them containers at? Because it can't smell good in
no.
there.
Yeah, right? He's got them all hanging up on his walls and stuff, like my sand collection. He's got a Big Mac container collection. I swear to you, man.
He is one headline away from getting a TLC show.
did McDonald's do anything for him? Because they need to.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
He should own McDonald's by this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dang. 35,000. I'm reading over the article. I'm just blown away by it. All right, so this was the weekend that you were deciding, okay, I will be able to prove that I have psychic abilities or not.
I honestly feel like I have proven the fact that I have psychic dream capabilities at this point, but this was just really going to put the nail in that coffin for me because I had a bizarre dream that I think told me, my subconscious, that my cousin was pregnant before she even told us. So she revealed the details like a month ago back in February that she's expecting a baby in September. We're very excited for her. She got married a year ago. She's always wanted to be a mom. We're very, very happy for her. But back in January, I had like the most obscure and bizarre dream that came out of nowhere. And I didn't think anything of it until my cousin told me she was pregnant. So this dream was actually about my cousin on my other side of the family. So my dad's side of the family. We don't really talk to them. So it was very bizarre that I was even having this dream to begin with. But the conversation that happened in this dream was about my cousin's daughter. So again, on my dad's side, my cousin's daughter, we were talking about her name, and her name's Peyton. And my cousin on my mom's side, the one that is currently pregnant, told me after she revealed that she was pregnant that they have one name picked out, and that is for a baby boy named Peyton. So when I had that dream, I was convinced. I was like, not only did my dream tell me she was pregnant, but I believe that my dream told me that she was pregnant with a boy. So I put my pride on the line, and I decided to go on national radio and really let the crazy flag fly and be like, y'all, I think I'm clairvoyant. I'm pretty sure no matter what, I've won because the fact that I even had that dream to begin with, mm-hmm. because I could also have the argument that I had that dream about my other cousin having a baby girl, even though she's like 14 at this point. It could be my dream's way of saying, hey, she's going to have a baby girl too. So I just feel like either way, I've won. But I really wanted to like lay it all out there that I think it's a boy because of the name.
You may not have a man, but you do have psychic powers.
But I do have psychic powers. Is it telling me when I'm getting a man? No, but I do. I did somehow find out that my cousin was pregnant a month before via a dream. So because I put myself so far out on a limb here, I really felt like I needed to be prepared going into this gender reveal. If you've ever seen gender reveals happen, you know they have some kind of like confetti cannon or they eat like a cake pop and it's a big hoopla to reveal whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. And of course, because I'm obnoxious, I told everyone about my dream because I wanted to be able to look them all in the eyes and be like, I was right. Mm-hmm. I knew this whole time. So
and that's exactly what the pregnant woman wants at her gender reveal party.
I'm making it about me. Obviously, I'm like, my cousin's pregnant. She's bringing the first grandbaby into the world. How do I make this about me? So I told everyone because I was excited. I was like, I feel like I knew. I feel like the spirits were telling me. The spirits were guiding me as to what you're going to have. But again, I wanted to go into this prepared. So I was like, how can I find out before she reveals to everyone so that if it's not a boy, I can be mentally and emotionally prepared? So I did something that I have heard of people doing to find out about genders before they reveal it to the world, before the couple reveals it to the world, but I'd never tried it myself. So my cousin had posted a black and white photo of her gender reveal that she had done privately with her husband. And they did that thing where you get a white cake and then you stick the wine glass in it. And then, you know, they see the color of the cake. It'll be blue if it's a boy, pink if it's a girl. And so they had posted photos in black and white where you could see that there was some cake showing. So what you can do is you can go to a website where they'll colorize the photo and then you can see what the colors in the photos are.
This is madness.
Which is what I
you're psychotic.
Oh God, you are unhinged.
Loca.
So we have a 40 minute Uber to the gender reveal.
You totally stepped into psycho for this gender reveal party.
I stepped into psycho when I opened up about that dream, Krista. We haven't stepped into psycho. We're submerging into psycho.
Drowning in psycho.
We're drowning in psycho. I was like, I just need to be prepared just in case I do look crazy. I just want to know. I want it to wash over me before everyone else just looks at me at the gender reveal and go, you're psycho. So I colorized the photo and I'm looking at it and it didn't quite work the first time. It looked like one color and I'm like, no, it might actually be another color. So then I had to go to another website and then I had to go to Canva and then I had to like adjust the settings.
You went to three different websites to do this?
I paid $15.99 out in Canva.
How much time out of your life did you waste on this?
40 minutes. That's how long the Uber was. And I'm like hiding my phone from my mom because my mom's like, don't show me. I don't want to know. And I'm like, I need to know. So finally, I find a website and it is clear as day. And what I saw in that cake was the color pink.
Oh,
it's a girl.
You were wrong.
It's a girl. Yeah, so now I look real crazy.
So wait, so you go to the gender reveal party.
Yep, knowing that it was a girl. Before everyone else.
But you didn't say anything, right?
No. Okay. I will say I accidentally.
Just on radio.
Just on radio. Well, no, it's already out there. It's been posted on her Instagram. I'm not revealing any news that's not already out there. But I did accidentally slip in front of my cousin because we were taking a photo. And we're not in front of anybody, but we're standing there. And I was like, have you felt her kick yet? And she like just talked to me as if it was already out there. And I was like, I'm sorry, I slipped. I colorized your photo from Instagram.
No, you didn't
tell her. I felt bad.
No,
because she was talking to me, so I was like, so she knows.
Oh, God, I can't.
I kept that one ass.
She was fine.
So many levels of psycho.
You are wackadoo.
I applaud you for bringing that publicly. I really do applaud you.
It was fine. She didn't care, I don't think.
Sure.
I didn't tell anybody. It'd be one thing if I went around and was like, did you hear she's having a girl? They're like, that's why we're here. It's the gender reveal.
Bless your heart.
But anyway, I still think I'm psychic.
Yeah, you're psycho.
The Bird Show. Real funny.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.